broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 67 degrees and partly sunny skies here in the Marion area. Now, we do have partly sunny skies, but after the rainstorms we had last night, the ground is definitely wet this morning. Wasn't it nice to see those rainstorms come in last night after the hazy few days we had? You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, you know, I think the basic weather this summer so far has just been a haze. Now, I know a lot of this has been caused by the Canadian wildfires, but it's just been hazy this year. I mean, we've had some days that are very sunny and very nice, and we've had some days that are rainy, and we've had some days that are cool, but my goodness, we get these hazy, just kind of, I don't know what you would call them. Yesterday was definitely a hazy day. It wasn't really overcast. It wasn't really dark. It was just hazy. And it's been a lot, this summer has been a lot like that. So we soldier on, though, every day, having a good time. And one thing I wanted to mention, there are a lot of great things going on here at this radio station. Now, we'll announce them as time goes on, but boy, I was thinking last night, there are so many little projects going on and so many little things going on that are for the positive that it's really a good time to be around. It's really a time to be a part of things. And, well, I guess just wait for the announcements to come as the days and weeks go on. But so much good news going on right now. And a lot of it we're not going to talk about on the air until it happens. But, boy, a lot of good stuff going on. So I am in a very, very, very happy mood as of the last month or so. And we're going to have some giveaways coming up toward the end of this month that you're not going to want to miss. And we are very, very, very happy of that. A matter of fact, a couple giveaways, which we have not had in, a couple few years. So I'm really looking forward to that. So we've got a lot of that coming up toward the end of the month, a lot of new giveaways that I know people are going to be appreciative of. And as soon as they come in, you know, I'm one of those people who feel that seeing is believing. Now, when they show up, then we'll talk about them. But since they have not shown up yet, we're not going to talk about them. But when they do, we'll have conversations on the air about them. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about was yesterday. Now, yesterday, well, really Sunday, we started playing a spot on this station for Glenn Coble. Now, he came in on Friday and recorded this. And by the way, just to make it very clear, we did make the same offer to Bill Collins. And I do think he's thinking about doing it. So we might hear from Bill as well. But Glenn came in on Friday and recorded this. And we started airing it on Sunday. And I think yesterday was the first time that people really had a chance to hear it. And I'll tell you, it had a lot of... It elicited a lot of strong response in people, which I found interesting. We talked about it a lot yesterday on the show. Now, most of the response was positive. A matter of fact, I don't think I remember any negative response to it yesterday. I got a couple messages on Facebook saying they thought that it was a good ad and they enjoyed the ad. We had a few people call in here yesterday who said they felt it was a good ad and they liked the ad. And I got to thinking last night, I wonder what it is about that ad that got people interested. Because we air a lot of ads on this station. We just started airing one for the Dublin Irish Festival. I don't know what it was about that Glenn Coble ad that got people so interested or elicited such a big response. I don't know what it was. Does anybody know? What is it about the Glenn Coble ad that really got people moving? Are people that interested in the mayoral race this year? If they are, I think that's very good. Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All I know is it got a lot of response. Now, there was some negative. Not a whole lot, though. The negative was very, very small. It was 95% positive. And I don't know what it was about it that caused that. And is there anybody who did not call in yesterday who has anything to say today in regard to the Glenn Coble ad? 740-751-4038 as we kick off the morning here on this Tuesday morning. You know, we are going to pick a new mayor this November. Maybe that has something to do with it. I think when you pick a new mayor, people are interested. I think even if you're not in the city, I think people do care who's going to be the mayor. Because you hear the name mayor a lot. The mayor went here. The mayor went there. This mayor's in office. And we have a long history of that in Marion, of long-term mayors. Mayor Schertzer will have served 16 years at the end of his term. Mayor Kellogg served 16 years at the end of his term. So between the last two mayors, you've got 32 years of people in office. So maybe it has something to do with that. I really don't know. But if anybody has any more comment on the Glenn Coble spot that aired yesterday, please feel free to give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And also, I wanted to say something just for the record. That even though Glenn did work here for about 3 years, we have no partiality when it comes to any candidate. First of all, as I've always said, I don't even live in the city, so I don't vote in that particular race. So I won't have a vote in that race. Now, do I know Glenn better than Glenn or Bill Collins? Probably. But I know Bill fairly well. I mean, Bill was the police chief. Bill has been the deputy sheriff. And I've interviewed Bill a lot. And I think Bill and I have a fine relationship. He came up to me at the fair, said he wanted to come on and do an interview. I don't think there's any bad feeling there. So just because Glenn was a part of this station does not mean that there's any partiality at all. Matter of fact, I think it's a very good thing that somebody goes from this station to running for the highest political office in the city. I think that says something about this station. So congratulations to Glenn for running for office, and congratulations to Bill Collins for running for office as well. And we'll see what happens in November. But until then, we will be glad to bring the interviews and the spots and whatever people would want to put on. Right up to election night, and of course, we'll be there on election night covering it as we always have been. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, we had a lot of fun yesterday talking about all the things that happened on Friday on this station. We had a big Friday last week. Sheriff Bailey came in for his first interview in 3 years. That was a fantastic interview, and I thank Sheriff Bailey for doing that. Pastor Craig returned to the station, and I know we're all happy to have him back. And the Exchange Club went back to its old format, where we actually talk current events and have a lot of people involved. Basically, right now, the new Exchange Club panel is Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, and myself. We're going to go to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
I got a doctor's appointment, so I can't listen too long, but I was checking to see how your tomatoes were doing.
You know, I'm glad you asked about that. Now, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, because I know they were planted properly, and I've got the three different types of tomatoes out there. Now, the plants themselves seem to be growing, but I don't see any tomatoes yet, so maybe that's normal.
Well, I have three tomato plants back by my garage door. and they have to be at least, well, close to 5 foot tall. I have a few blooms on, but I don't know if I'm going to have to eat salad from the leaves. I have a few, like I say, I have a few blooms, but I don't, and I have a few tomatoes, but there's three plants back there. And then I had a volunteer come up in my flower bed, and that doggone thing's probably 3 foot tall. So it must be the year of the greens.
Well, that's what I, because I keep thinking to myself, the plants look healthy. Now, they're not 5 foot tall yet, but they're growing, and nothing is sprouting on them. And even 2 years ago, when I know I did not do it properly, things sprouted, tomatoes sprouted rather quickly. And for some reason, this year, they're not. Now, my daylilies finally did come up, which was rather late in the season. Usually, they're there long before July the 4th. They came out July 4th this year, and still, they're not all bloomed. And I don't know what's going on this year that's causing that.
I think it must be the weather, because my daylilies bloomed and then they died clear back, so I've already cut them back. My Shasta daisies, which I, once they started blooming, they'd bloom almost until the snow flew. It didn't take very long until the petals dropped off of that and the little black centers, and every one of them is like that, so I cut them back the other day. So it must have something to do with, you know, we thought we had prime weather because we wasn't having to water them all the time, but I just was curious. Like I said, I got a doctor's appointment, but I just wanted to call and see if your tomato plants were just growing greens.
Yeah, it's just, well, I'm glad you asked, and I'm glad to hear that somebody else is having the same issue, and if you see any tomatoes plop, let me know, and if I see any, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that whole tomato thing is very interesting this year, because a couple years ago when I tried this the first time, it didn't go very well. I did not get many tomatoes out of it, but the tomatoes started to show up rather quickly. You know, the green tomatoes that grow when it first happens. I don't know what's going on this year. It's a very strange thing. It's still just kind of all greens out there. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. On Grant's ad, he just seems sincere.
You think that's what it is, just the sincerity in his voice?
Yeah, because when they get on and they start knocking the the person, like, kill them or, you know, like Trump, this and that. I mean, you do the issues. I mean, you don't find a perfect person. And some people, you know, like if it's an issue that they want, like abortion, and that's the main thing, no matter what else, they'll probably vote for that. But when they get in, you have to watch. I've been watching some of, Biden's thing. And years ago, he wasn't for the gays, and he was always cutting these programs, you know, like veterans and all. But they switch, you know, to get in, they'll switch to anything. And that's what I don't like, and I listen to Sheriff Bailey, and he kind of put me in the mind of Mayor Kellogg. I really like talking to Mayor Kellogg. He seems like the nicest person. And that's mostly because, you know, if they say anything to get in office, and they get in there and they don't do it, well, you know, and stuff. That's how I feel. And then on the tomatoes, do you have more than one plant?
Yeah, I have three different plants, and a matter of fact, three different kinds of tomatoes, and they just... The plants look healthy and they're growing, but it's just green. There's no tomato sprouts on them, and apparently our friend there who just called is having the same issue.
Well, I'm going to probably throw out some papers today, and I'm going to put a thing. I was on last night late, and these little boxes that I clip on, this guy, aspirin. You spray your tomato plants with aspirin.
Oh,
now, I don't know if you want to try one plant or not, but the thing is, it should be uncoated aspirin. I think they're hard to find, maybe, because it'll clog up the sprayer and water, and then Epsom salts. He mentioned something about that, but you only do that something about, I don't know if it was rotting, but you can get on your computer. I don't get that much information. I just wrote down the thing, and you could probably bring it up because he writes books and stuff. And if you want to try one plant, and he said spray it every 2 weeks.
Well, it's been strange this year because ever since I moved here, which has been about 9 years ago, I've had daylilies, and every summer they come up, usually in late June, and they're usually gone by the middle of July because the first storm that comes by, anybody knows if you have daylilies, once the petals blow off, they're gone. Well, this year, it was July 4th, and they really still had not bloomed at all, which was odd. And they finally bloomed right after July the 4th, but they still haven't fully bloomed. And here it is, July the 18th. Not all of them have bloomed yet. And some of them kind of seem like they're going back in. You know, I don't know if that's dying. The petals haven't blown off, which is normally what happens. Storm will come in and all the petals will blow off and that'll be that. But now it just kind of seems like they're closed. Some of them are even closing back up. It's the oddest thing. Now, I don't know if it's this overcast weather we're having. Because the heat seems to be okay and the water seems to be okay. So I don't know what's causing this.
I don't know much about it, but I know, was it 3 or 4 years ago when I got those tomato plants, they didn't do good here, you know, in town and stuff. But when I went out there and got those tomato plants, it's out around Meeker. She told me her garden, she didn't know why it wasn't, like, doing well. When I saw her garden, it looked like it was doing great and stuff. So I don't know that much about planting, because the only thing I ever planted were those, because out at, you know, on Linton Hipster, where they had that bombing stuff or whatever, I know our garden, we only planted corn and tomatoes and green beans, and they never seemed to do good out there. I don't know if it was because of that, whatever the bombing stuff they kept out there or did or what, but...
Well, it's kind of funny because it's 2 years ago when I tried this the first time, even though they didn't do well, they did start to produce tomatoes. You know, you would see the green tomatoes start to grow on them. And I did not get a whole lot of tomatoes that year because I don't think I did it properly. But this year, the plants look very healthy and they're growing. It's just no tomatoes are appearing on them. And I've never seen in 9 years... this activity out of the daylilies. So I have no idea, and I'm starting to hear this from other people as well, that things are not going as usual, and I wonder if this overcast, because I keep seeing that the air is polluted and it's a bad year for asthmatics and so on and so forth, and I wonder if the direct sunlight is being kept away from the plants because of this overcastness, and if that's true, that probably is having an effect on what's going on.
Well, that's just been lately. I wouldn't think that would, but I know in Jackson they had a mushroom plant, and the people would go up there and get, I don't know if they would change the, the dirt they grow it in, but my uncle went up there, and I think it's his cabbage. They would be huge, you know. Whatever they put in the soil was great for growing and stuff, but when I went out to mow yesterday, out on Victory Road and stuff, you know, you go by and in a week or so later you go and it's like that corn, it's shot up already. I've never, you know, I don't pay that much attention, but to be like, you know, this should be, you know, shouldn't be this high and stuff. And there's so much corn planted this year that it's going to be scary going down these roads with the deer. And I don't know that poet place out there from that radio station, that road. I know they use corn. So I'm wondering if the farmers are planting so much corn it's close and it wouldn't be as much trouble, because before you don't see all that tall, you know, corn. I think before they would plant, is it beans or those something? And I don't see that this year. I just see corn.
Yeah, it's a very strange year, and I hope it turns around before August and in September, but it's just been odd, and clearly other people are having the same trouble. And but it's funny because the plants look healthy. I mean, it's not like the plants are dying. They're growing, they look healthy, they're green, but no tomatoes are producing on them. And the same thing with the daylilies. They're green, they look healthy, they keep growing. It's just the flower part of it is not sprouting as it normally has in the past year. And when it does, a lot of times it will retreat. And I've never seen that in 9 years. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know, because that one year when I planted those. They didn't do good. I didn't do it anymore. But
oh, I know what I did. I know what I wanted to ask you about the Sheriff Bailey interview. You see, he reminded you of Jack Kellogg, and I think a lot of people probably felt that way. But when he was saying things about, because I think the two big things that came out of that interview is when he said he would never vote for Bill Collins because he felt he was unethical. And he worked with Bill Collins, being Bill was the police chief then, and he said Sheriff Bale set the police or the sheriff's office back 50 years. What did you make of that from a former sheriff?
Well, see, I don't even know Collins. I wouldn't know him, and I wouldn't know Bailey either if I saw him out. But that's what I said. The most important thing is you can trust them, because all of them say things that, you know, like you want them to say, and then they get in there and they don't do it. To me, it's, you know, if they're a trustworthy person, they'll probably, you know, do what they say. You might not like the person or this and that and stuff, but time you do all those, you know, what do you call it, tear them down what they do and stuff, well, you wouldn't vote for anybody because and stuff. But he just, he put me, now one time I did hear something about Bailey, about his, oh, what was it? He didn't treat his workers or, you know, the people good. Well, maybe somebody had, you know, maybe he corrected somebody or did something, and, you know, you just kind of take that with, I don't know what, you know, everybody always doesn't like their supervisor, maybe, or something, this and that, but, no, I liked his interview. I thought he was, you know, to me, the most important thing is if I could trust him and stuff, and then, you know, the issues and everything. That,
so with you, the Glenn ad is about sincerity.
Yeah, I don't like people getting on there bashing people like Madonna. Was it hang Trump or do this or some of them kill him or whatever? When you do that stuff, I don't even listen to those. Well, I don't listen to Madonna, but that Bette Midler, she was saying all kind of stuff. When they do that stuff, it's like, and then Cher was on to him, but her daughter, she got mad because, you know, her daughter transitioned, and she was mad about people saying things. Well, you're doing the same thing as those people did. So how could you criticize somebody, you know, and stuff? And, you know, I guess they say normal person. You could be as, you know, you could be born handicapped or this and that. And, you know, your car and stuff, you don't pick it. You get, you're born how you are, and that's just all there is to it. And unless they can find a way to change your genes or something. And then I was watching this one thing. I get on all these sites, and the coroner said, well, he's in his just bones. He says, well, how could you tell, you know, what this person is, male or female? And they said you could tell by the pelvic area. So there is, I mean, you could say all different things, that they could just tell from bones, you know, and stuff, I guess. So people just go on all this stuff, and they're not getting, like, the main issues. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of nonsense to me and stuff. If I didn't like something, you're not going to make me like it. It's just that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Well,
I'm not a battle, but...
No, yeah, well, I mean, you know...
Because my mom didn't like red. And I've got red hair and stuff, and two of her brothers had red hair, but she said, you know, my color was different, you know. And I thought, gosh, you don't like red hair, here I am, I got red hair and stuff and things. And, you know, there's nothing that you really like about somebody probably 100%. And to get on there and just, I mean, nonsense. And I see in today's paper, one of those countries, is it Haiti? If they don't get... I forget how many hundreds of millions of dollars these people, because of all this climate stuff, they're going to be starving. And it's, I don't know how many, they got 11 million people. I don't know how many is going to be starving. And it's like, what do you do? Because with our flooding and the heat, are we going to have enough food? Can we feed the world? And it's just getting, you know, it's just, I don't know. When I was growing up, you didn't hear anything. And it's just like you're bombarded every day with this kind of stuff. And that's why when they get into stuff, I just, you know, turn it. It's, and stuff and things. They're just not doing the main thing. And we're going to be, I'm afraid we're not going to, I don't see us like when I was growing up. I don't see us ever that again. And I just think we're just going the wrong way, so I can, you know, that I get from it. It's just, I don't know. It's just too much, you know.
Well, hopefully it all sorts itself out. We hope that.
Well, I just hope they get people in that do things. They don't do all this, waste 2 years or something doing stuff and lying. I think when you're lying, you should be fined. Or I don't, you know, you don't put it out there unless you got proof of it. And if you don't got proof of it, you know, don't say it till you do have proof and things and all this stuff. It's just, if they would get and tackle the problems and all that, a lot of nonsense done away with would be, you know, to me a lot better. That's all I know. But well, yeah, I liked Sheriff Bailey. He seemed, but see, I don't know, like Collins, I don't know most of the people and stuff. I just know Mayor Sertzer. I've talked to him before and stuff, but most of them, you know, I don't know. But when people are talking, you could kind of tell how they are, you know, if they, I'm not going to say rat and raver, but when you start knocking other people and stuff, you do the issues, you know. And as long as Glenn, you know, does the issues and what he's going to do and stuff, you know, and things, so.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the opinion, and we'll see what is on other people's mind. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what other people say. Okay.
Yeah. All right, 740-751-4038, 42 minutes past the hour. I love the interaction with the audience here. And I do want to let people know that I just got a message here from Mary, who's out there listening. And Mary sent me some pictures of her tomato plants. Now, she's got little tomatoes growing on two different varieties of tomato plants here. Little green tomatoes. But, you know, I don't know. They're Better Boy and Cherry tomatoes. And they are sort of growing little green tomatoes there. But I don't know what's going on with mine or the caller who called in this morning. Is anybody else having some issues with their tomatoes sprouting anything? Is this the proper time when things should be sprouting? Or are you having any problems with flowers in general? I don't know. Is it a strange year? If you know anything, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. But apparently, when it comes to the Glenn Coble ad, our last caller there said that she felt it was a sincerity in his voice that made her like that ad. And it sparked a lot of conversation yesterday, and so did the Sheriff Bailey interview on Friday. So if you have anything to say about either one of those, let me know. 740-751-4038. Now, I was also saying Friday was a big day around here. Pastor Craig returned to the station with his new show, 11:10 to 12 p.m. every Friday morning, and he has also joined the exchange with Matt Morgan from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And we're glad about that, and we had a great exchange program last Friday. Looking forward to a great exchange program this coming Friday. But somebody did ask me yesterday in the grocery store what Pastor Craig's show was going to be about, because last week was really the first show. And I think they remembered Pastor Craig's show from Sunday morning. Now, this show, as I understand it, is more about things going on in Marion. I think there's going to be interviews from time to time, but it's more about what's going on in Marion, because people had asked, is it going to be a religious-based show? Is it going to be like the old show that was on Sunday? And my understanding from Pastor Craig is that it's more going to be along the lines of informing people in Marion about the things that are going on, maybe at the Palace Theater or at the Tallgrass Trail or places like that, all the different things that are going on here in Marion. So I think, and maybe beyond, you know, other counties are not too far away. So I think that's the idea of the show on Friday. Last week was just show number one, and I'm sure that we'll learn more this coming Friday. And who knows what we'll talk about during the noon hour with Matt Morgan and Pastor Craig. But it's a very good show, and I implore people to pay attention. Because the Friday morning lineup is very good now. 8:15 to 9 a.m. I'm on live, and then we have Pastor Whitaker from 9:15 until 10, and then I come back on from 10:15 until 11 live, and then we have Pastor Craig from 11:15 until 12, and then Pastor Craig and Matt Morgan both join me from 12:15 until 1, and it's a great, great lineup. And we also have the new Friday night show, which there was a lot of talk about that yesterday as well, that we now have our four people for the Friday night show put together. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and myself have been there for quite a while now, but now we have added Carrington. See, I always say it wrong. Carrington Nelson to that mix as well, and I think Carrington did a great job last week on the show, and I think we learned a lot about her. And, you know, I think in my opinion, and as time goes on, maybe this will be proven out, I think she's just very, let's see here. She's just very, what should I say? It's hard to describe Karen, but she's very, very good. And I certainly do appreciate everything that she is bringing to that Friday night show. I like having the young people there. And I'll tell you, Matt is a go-getter. He is doing things behind the scenes for this station on the internet, social media, things of that nature that are really, really positive. But, you know, the people who are a little older here are probably not doing. But, you know, being 19, it's hard to believe he's 19. Being 19 years old, he's the one who's handling all that. So we certainly appreciate him for everything he's doing. I don't know what this week's top 10 list is going to be. Waiting to see that as we get closer to Friday. That's become quite a popular segment on the Friday Night Show from our home office in Columbus, Ohio, and Bob Welsh. Last week's category was very interesting, as I said yesterday, because people had to know Adam to understand the category, reasons Adam should be in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And I think the audience knew Adam, so that went over okay. But Carrigan and Matt, I don't think have had a lot of exposure to Adam's shows. So in the studio, Sean was laughing, but I think with Carrigan and Matt, it might have fallen a little flat. But that's okay. Not the first thing that's fallen a little flat on these shows. And again, phone lines are open. Do you have anything to say about maybe your gardens, your tomato plants, your daylilies, your flowers? Anything to talk about in regard to the new shows here on the station? Pastor Craig's show on Friday morning. The Friday night show with Carrington and Matt and Sean and myself. The ad that Glenn Coble started running on Sunday here on this station, which has got a lot of very interesting feedback. Other than that, I think I've pretty well covered the waterfront here this morning in regard to things that I wanted to talk about. I think that yesterday, well, I spoke yesterday about this kid who came to the door, and a young kid, probably 13, 14, 15, he's probably in that neck of the woods, and I went to the door, and he's a very nice kid. And he said, can I mow your yard for $20 or $10? So we had already went down in price by the time I hadn't even spoke yet. And I think that's a little interesting barter there. I told the kid to come back later in the week and see how things were. You know, I have the I don't know. I don't mind doing the yard. It's a small yard. It's not a big thing. But you also want to encourage the young people who are out there trying to make a buck. Although, I feel that I should tell this kid that maybe he should start with $20, and then if people have problem with $20, then maybe he should make the $10 offer. But to each their own, as you say. And also yesterday we had a little conversation about these kids at church who, you know, I walk by a church, and I'll try to make this story quick. I walk by a church when I'm out doing my walk every day, and I looked over Sunday, And there were these just young kids, maybe 15, 16. They weren't very old at all. And they're sitting on a bench there, and they're just kissing. I mean, that's pretty much the extent of what it was. Out there in broad daylight, just kissing all over each other. You could not have got the light of day in between these two kids out there on the bench. And, that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with kissing somebody. That's a perfectly normal thing. But I think the problem with it was that it was in public and that it was on the church premises, and everybody could see them who would have walked by. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who walked by. And I mean, it was not just like a little peck on the lip. And I feel yesterday maybe I had misdescribed this. It was not just a little peck on the lips. It wasn't like, here you go. The kiss lasted longer than my walk, I think. So it's, I don't know. That's what it was. You know, people can go a little overboard in public. Now, whatever you do in the privacy of your own home, knock yourself out. But I think we have to have a little public decorum when we're doing things like this. Now, does anybody else think that there should be some kind of rule in public when it comes to showing affection like that? You know, I've talked about this for years, that every so often you'll be in public and a woman, and I don't quite understand this, I will start to feed her child in public, the baby. Now, I understand that maybe the baby needs fed, and maybe that's why the baby is acting up. But when you start exposing yourself in public like that, I think it does make other people uncomfortable. And number two, I think that it, I don't know. I don't think people know how to react to that. I don't think they know how to respond to that. I don't know. People weren't doing that years ago. People are just a little more open now. But we talked about this with the way people dress. You know, somebody came up to me yesterday and talked about the holy jeans. Remember when we were talking about the holy jeans a few weeks ago? Go ahead, caller.
Scott,
yes.
This is going to be one of the rare occasions that I could not agree with you more. And you're talking to someone who's given birth to four children. I just think that it's tasteful. Yes, we know it's natural. Yes, we know it's, you know, breastfed is best fed. Yes, we know babies get hungry and they have to eat. But why in the world can't you use taste and, you know, you just take like a little, what are they called, receiving blankets, like a little thin blanket, and then you'll get these fanatics, these, what are they called, la leche or whatever.
La leche.
Yeah, the fanatics. Do you put a blanket over your head when you eat? And it's like, oh, for crying out loud. Well, when I eat, I go to like an all-you-can-eat buffet. There's a little difference there. Everything's not apples-to-apples comparison. But, yes, I think that is in such poor taste when they just whip it out in public and it's like, you know, they'll say, well, it's natural. How they got here was natural, but I don't want to see that.
Well, and I think yesterday, and I thought about this after I was describing these kids at the church, I thought maybe I didn't describe this right, because it wasn't just, you know, two little kids pecking, or it wasn't that. It was, you know, I don't think they came up for air. I mean, they really needed an oxygen tank.
And that I recalled to mind a similar incident. My grandma's long gone now, but when she was alive, we went to the laundromat years ago. There used to be a laundromat out on Route 4 in front of the Something Good family restaurant. The front part of it was a laundromat. We was in there doing wash one day, and these two people were on the suspension there. They were just going at it. And it's like, we had done nothing to be embarrassed, but we were embarrassed for them. It made it so uncomfortable. Like, do you look away? Do you pretend it's not happening? Do you, you know, what do you do? It's crazy.
Well, and that's what because I had to walk by, and they were so close to the road where I was walking, and there were no trees that separated us. I kind of felt, well, do I look in that direction? Do I acknowledge them? Do I wave?
What do you do? Clear your throat? Like,
Yeah, well, it was strange because here's what I think probably happened. They probably don't drive yet. They probably were sneaking to do this. I'm sure they wouldn't have done that in front of their parents. They
probably
don't have their own house, so they were just going to town there. But if you have your own house and you have your own private relationship, why do you need to do this? And it's interesting because I was just about to say this. Yesterday, somebody approached me that was so funny. Because I wonder sometimes, the things we talk about this show, do people pay attention? And I was talking about the holy jeans last week, how people are wearing the holy jeans who are a little older than maybe should be wearing them. And a guy, of all people, now this guy is probably in his 60s. This guy came up to me yesterday, and he said, hey, I want to talk about what you were talking about on the radio about the holy jeans. Of all topics, that would be the thing he'd want to talk about. And I said, well, yeah, well, what do you have to say about it? And he said, well, if they look good in them, let them wear it. That's what he felt. And
speaking about those jeans, we haven't had any mysterious breakthrough music from old Bell McDaniels.
Oh, so you enjoyed that morning, didn't you?
We were talking about jeans, but maybe we'll think of that one day.
Well, but do you think, I guess the whole conversation with the jeans was, do you think that's an attempt to look young? That's really what that had to do with.
Yes, isn't everything? I mean, I don't think anyone's making attempts to look old.
No, I don't think anybody makes an attempt to look old, but I think some people work at it a little harder.
Sure do, and like I said, I mean, I'm 43, and I came to this, I'm not ready for a dirt nap or anything, but like, there was a point in time in my life where I thought, I should dye my hair purple. That looks so cool, so pretty, so edgy, so trendy. And then I thought, no, because I'm someone's grandma now. So maybe no.
Well, all I know, the things with the holy jean, because I associate, because I was around when the holy jean craze was going on. And it's interesting to me how men who wore those holy jeans back then as well, now, you don't see men wearing the holy jeans, but the girls have really clung to that. And they are still wearing those in their 40s and 50s and some even in their 60s. And I think it's interesting because I don't know that... I wonder what it is about the holy jeans. I mean, what is it?
I've got to say something real quick about your majors, and then I got to go pay some bills.
Go ahead.
Here's what my prediction, my 2 cents worth. You're just be patient, and then here, fast forward in a few weeks, you're going to be on here. So who wants tomatoes? You won't be able to give them away.
Well, I'm looking forward to
tomatoes
it.
Tomatoes, if you could take a stick at, Scott.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I forgot about that. Somebody approached me about the holy jeans yesterday, which again, you know, wear what you want to wear. I'm certainly not critiquing it. And I'm not saying people look bad in the holy jeans. It's just an interesting thing. How girls have clung to this. And you know what? I thought about this yesterday when the gentleman approached me. And again, he's in his probably early 60s, I would say. Now, think about that. A gentleman in his early 60s, that's what he feels. If a girl looks good, wear the jeans. I think that's interesting. We appreciate the opinions, no matter how they come in. Phone call or in person. 740-751-4038. He also had an opinion. What was the other conversation he had an opinion on? The secrets are bad for your health. And I think everybody feels that way. But you know what? People's secrets are people's secrets. They got to do what they got to do with them. And I don't think it's anybody else's place to start revealing other people's secrets. I think that's probably not the best thing you can do. So you shouldn't do that, but don't harm your health. You know, the truth will set you free. Who said that? Was that Sanford and Son? Something like that. We have a whole nother hour coming up. Don't you dare go anywhere. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know,